Turkey, there's a satirical magazine written almost entirely by women. It's called Bayan Yani, which means side by side. And it's a reference to an unofficial rule that's enforced on commuter buses in Turkey.
If you're a woman, you can't sit next to a man. Then you are traveling from a city to another state.
Ezgi Aksoy is one of the founders of Bayan Yani. She says Turkey has a long history of satirical magazines, but in 2011, a rising tide of misogyny highlighted the need for a publication that focused on issues that concerned women.
Women began to feel threatened at work or at streets, especially going out at night was a very big thing. We began to feel threatened, and women began to be assaulted at streets for the reasons such as wearing shorts or even for smiling. It is not a typical thing for Turkey, in fact, because maybe, you know, Turkey was never a paradise for women, but Turkey is among the first countries in Europe which granted the rights of women, such as voting or getting selected, etc. So we decided to open this new field and struggle by publishing a magazine, a humor magazine, which is prepared entirely by women. So we did it.
Times are kind of tough in Turkey. As you well know, there was an attempted coup last summer. And since then, President Erdogan has cracked down on all sorts of forms of free expression. He's arrested journalists and at least one well-known political cartoonist. Has that political crackdown affected what you're willing to publish in Bayan Yani?
Of course. It affects most of the opposition here. Most of the time you feel threatened, you feel afraid, maybe. But you carry on, you continue to do what you're doing. It's on a witch hunt here, almost like a witch hunt. They carry on taking journalists, cartoonists, writers, academicians. So it's a complicated time here.
Have you or anyone at Bayan Yani been threatened by the government or persecuted?
No, we are not directly threatened, but as a company, we have been attacked, and there has been some lawsuits against Le Monde.
And Le Monde is the satire magazine that Bayan Yani is kind of an offshoot of Le Monde.
Yes, it is. It is also the oldest humor magazine in Turkey right now.
Do you find yourself censoring yourself, like you want to do something, you want to write about something, or a cartoonist from Bayan Yani wants to draw something, but then you think, no, we just can't do that. It's too risky.
Yeah, I can't talk about the other people, but yes, I do sometimes feel that I write something and then I delete it. And I say, no, I can't write this. I don't want to go to jail. So sometimes, yes, I feel that censorship in myself.
Do you or does anyone at Bayan Yani have any protection from a government crackdown?
What kind of protection?
Legal protection or actions you could take if someone did try to...
No. It's like impossible to have a legal protection because last year during the COP in July, a group of men, I say 15 men, they marched to our door and they were carrying gas with them. They threatened to burn the building down. We were not at the building. It was night at 3 a.m. or something. And the police were there, but police protected the men with the gas in their hands. So we don't even ask for protection.
Ezgi Aksoy, one of the founders of the satirical magazine Bayan Yani. We've got some choice cartoons from the magazine at PRI.org.